107-106. Celtics have a one-point lead as Kyrie crosses the D.C. logo at half court with exactly a minute to go. Kyrie Irving steps to his right. He's alone. Takes the three. Comes up short. Hand on the rebound. Marcus Morris. And he taps it up and in. He was sailing under the basket. Barely got his fingertips on it to get it up on the rim. It hit the orange twice and fell right through the cylinder.
Who's your brother? Who is your brother?
Marcus Morris dominating again. 109-106. Boston by three. The Celtics have won seven in a row. They've outlasted the Wizards in overtime tonight. 130-125. And, dude, Marcus Moore, I don't even know what to say anymore about what you are doing. You look up and see us. We're up halfway up to the balcony here. We're about 50 feet away from the court.
Which way?
We're waving to you right here. All right, yeah, you got it. You got it. And the point I'm making, being this far up, is that we could tell from here how emotional that second half was down there. What was it like to be in it?
Oh, man, it was a special game, being able to compete with these guys at this higher level. Having my brother out there and things like that, man, it was a special game for us.
I mean, I think it was sick right now when you think about you and your brother lined up. And I said, how many times you guys have been lined up playing in your backyard or in the park? That must have been crazy.
Oh, man, it's always crazy, man. Just, you know, first of all, it's a blessing, man, to be able to come out here with, you know, a guy that you was raised your entire life with and be able to live out this dream, man. That's a special part.
I think each one of these wins during the seven-game streak has been unique in that you are getting different contributions from everybody, and now it's almost like this confidence, right, going through the whole team that it doesn't matter anymore who's on the floor.
Exactly, man. Like I said, the other day, it's starting to be a lot of fun. You know, guys are competing for each other. You know, guys are playing hard, man, and you can tell out here on the court.
Let me ask you this. Is Kyrie Irving right now one of the best closers you've seen?
Oh, man, is he? He's a that dude's, man. You know, we throw around that word special a lot, but, man, I don't even know what word to use when it comes to that
but
guy.
But just don't use damn or all those other words that come in your mind right now.
Right. That's crazy, man.
Marcus Morris, your last 2 weeks have been crazy. Talked a lot about you, obviously, before the game. Are you having as much fun as it appears to us you are having?
No doubt, man. We're trying to find, you know, our rhythm and, you know, I'm just trying to come out there and set the tempo for guys, man, you know, and just getting in the starting lineup, man, just, you know, trying to change the mold. And, you know, so when people come in here and they play against the Boston Celtics, they know it's going to be a fight.
Get some rest, man. We'll see you on the plane.
My guys.
Marcus Morris, it's hard to describe this run that he has been on. It's been pretty spectacular. Yeah. 130-125.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.